All right, we're back on Break Time U. This is Patrick, and I am joined today by one of the most amazing friends. And we're over the next couple segments, you're going to learn about one of the most amazing people and most unique how we ever met, David Neuer. So, David, welcome back to Break Time U.
It is good to be with you.
And David, when we think about you've invested your whole career into relationships and showing people how to be better. But today we're going to talk about what makes money go around, or
Something near and dear to all of our hearts, right?
what makes the world go around, growing your income.
Yeah.
So, David, and we could go all day, but this is what you do, what you're best at. How do people stay ultimately relevant in their business and grow their revenue?
Yeah, so regardless of what your job is today in your company, if you want to make more money, you have to start seeing that as what value am I adding to my company? And Patrick, I only know three ways that whether I'm a warehouse guy or I'm, stocking shelves or I'm cleaning the place, I'm always thinking about how can I add more value? And the three ways I know how to add value, one, you have to pick up a new skill. And a skill is how do I do something? How do I do something that I don't know how to do? I haven't done it before. Second one is knowledge that comes from knowing which skills work and which skills don't, right? I can mop that floor, but if I don't use the right cleaning formula or if I don't use the right mop, it's not going to get the job done right. So knowledge is knowing not just how to do something, but which ones, which one of my specific ways of doing something really creates results, really creates the end result I'm after. The third one I would say are your relationships. And the fascinating thing, the interesting thing about relationships inside your company, who can I do this with that will create the biggest value? Which team, which manager, which leader, which department manager? Can I go work with? Can I go work for? Can I volunteer any additional time I may have? Because that person knows how to create value through a team. Sometimes, some jobs, it's all on our own shoulders. A lot of places you and I have been, we have to work in a team environment
Right.
to take the inventory that comes through the back door and make sure it goes out to the right customers
It's
or, right?
we don't put frozen stuff in a refrigerator and think that it's going to sell well, right?
So what team? That team is really important in you becoming really valuable to the company. And every manager, every leader, every business owner is always on the lookout for who's adding value, who is not adding value and is overhead that
Right.
I'm paying for, and where do I want to pay more to get more value, get more out of the people that work here.
Well, in the next couple segments, we're going to break each of those sections down.
Yeah.
And the reality with this podcast, it's really aimed for people to consume during their break. So for your next three breaks, you're going to be able to listen to this world-class expert. But if someone just has a chance right now, what's the most important?
A skill. Anytime you can pick up a new skill, how to do something, especially that you have never done or you don't know how to do something, the more skills you pick up. On your own, on your break time, on your after hours, before hours, on weekends. Patrick, I love football, but you know what? My full local football team isn't doing anything for me. It's
Yeah.
not, they're not adding any value to my life. So instead of sitting on a couch and watching football for 4 hours, I want to go learn how to do something. And what did you and I talk about with YouTube?
Yeah.
There's no place that I can't go learn something that I think would make me more valuable.
Well, use an example because a lot of people think sometimes I can't learn something, but you asked me something earlier. Where did I learn to change or charge the battery or jumpstart my car?
If you think about the everyday tasks in our lives, right? My son had a flat tire, right?
We talk, I remember this.
How do I, outside of a highway, what do I do now? The battery in the car dies. If you think about how you picked up a lot of these skills, somebody else a lot of times shows us. My goal for every listener of this podcast is think about someone you work with that you've seen do something that you wish, oh man, I wish I knew how to do that. And can you go to them and ask, can you teach me? Can you show me? I'd love to learn how to, even if it's something very different than what you're doing today. When managers in particular, when managers see you take initiative and you want to learn a different part of the business, or you want to, it reminds me of the, you remember the movie, Rudy,
Of course.
right? So
Notre Dame.
Rudy was a
My
little guy.
wife went to Notre Dame. Of course, I've watched
Right.
that movie.
So Rudy was a little guy and wasn't typical of the big, football players at the big university. But you know what? Rudy had heart, if you remember.
Yeah, sure do.
And he got, pummeled in practice. And he got, he was abused, that he was just, his body was aching all the time. But his heart never quit. And he had a heart the size of, right, his entire chest that really helped him go commit to learning how to do something and sticking to it. And so if the listeners look for, and we'll talk more about this in the next segment as well, if they look for somebody around their company, around their office, around their warehouse, around their business that does something really well, going to them and asking, can I learn how to do that? Can you teach me how to do that? Can you show me how to do that? It becomes one of the fastest ways for you to make more money.
Well, as we wrap up this segment, something that I think is really important to point out is a lot of people say is, I just don't like learning, or I'm content. The fact that you're listening to this tells me you want to do better. And I don't think enough people spend time celebrating that victory, that they actually took the time to listen to this. And I think you would agree with you've built your whole business on that.
And I'm a big believer of every little thing I learn makes me more valuable to somebody who's gonna pay for that. Somebody who's gonna want it, need it. When social media first came out, I learned how to use those tools and I made money teaching other people. So that's just one example of the more you learn, the more valuable you're gonna become.
Well, this segment of Break Time U, sponsored by Liquid Death in your market, you should see that mango chainsaw flavor, which one of the most fastest growing brands that you're going to find in the industry. And we've got here at Break Time U this really cool water bottle. Everybody seems to have them. I know David's got one sitting next to me right now, but you can be entered to win a Liquid Death water bottle that I guarantee you is cool. Text the word water to 833-410-0524 to be entered. Again, 833-410-0524. Text water, be entered. David, looking forward to having you join me in the next Break Time U segment.